we've got the best drinking water system going right now, and it's just miscast because everybody assumes somehow that we're drinking water out of the Berkeley Pit, which is a toxic lake, but it is contained in a bathtub of granite, and it's being now pumped and treated through two filtration plants and discharged into the Silverbow Creek, meeting all discharge Gold Book standards. And so, yeah, we have to start talking about ourselves as a fixed place, that we had problems. You know, I want the headlines to read, once the largest Superfund site in the country, they got past it. They got it done. See, I think the CD is a milestone that will help considerably, because we've just been sitting around doing a lot of talking these last 10 years and not a lot of doing. We have been doing our maintenance of what we had done in the 90s and 2000s, but in the 2010s, you know, these 10 work plans that I spoke of earlier, they should have been done by now. We should be well into the next phase of Butte's storied history. And so we got to start talking about ourselves as a good place. Ourselves, we've got to talk about it. And I think the work that'll get done now under this consent decree, and, you know, the doubt and the unknowns that you had facing the community until there was a consent decree were just fodder for doubt and indecision that led to the perceptions that you speak of. So, you know, now that we've got a decision, we'll move forward, we'll implement it. As I said earlier, the consent decree has several provisions that if something didn't get done as well as it should, there's a blueprint on exactly what happens, who's got to do what to make it better. But at some point, you got to get your decisions made, get the work done, and then start living again a great life that we have here in our town. So, yeah, I think that there's a bright light at the end of the tunnel now that we can move towards, and I think it'll begin to remove that stigma and really put Butte in the light. You know, there's a whole other narrative going on here where people think Butte's like the coolest place that you could possibly live in Montana. Now, a lot of that is because we haven't grown and we're still 35,000 people, and, you know, we've got an infrastructure that served 60,000 people, you know, 50 years ago. And so there's plenty of room, and there's a great lifestyle here. And I think people are noticing that as well. But we have a role to play in getting past the stigma and start talking about ourselves in a much more positive way. So that's what I think the consent decree will allow us to do.